Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Thunderstorms are on their way mid to late afternoon. Once that starts, we're going to see rain each day through the weekend. I'll show you how much it'll add up to.
A tragic Father's Day when a fire kills five people in Harnett County. What we're learning about the people who died, including a dad and his two sons.
And today's a paid day off for more people than ever before. The closures and events to commemorate the newest federal holiday, Juneteenth. A lot of people celebrating that yesterday, recognizing that holiday. A lot of people have off today, which is nice, but we're here to get your Monday started. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. And we get started this first week of summer. Mm-hmm. You know, true summer starts on Wednesday.
Yeah.
But wow, we are in for some changes. Elizabeth Gardner and WRAL Severe Weather Center leading us off.
Yeah, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies across the area right now. Definitely more clouds and sun as we take a live look over downtown Raleigh right now. 72 is our temperature and our dew point's up at 70. That is a very, very summer-like couple of numbers, if you will. Here's another summer-like look. We do have some scattered storms that are down here along the Gulf Coast, with some severe thunderstorm warnings, some tornado warnings overnight as well. This system will roll through here, bring us some scattered thunderstorms, not likely to be severe, starting mid to late afternoon. And then this low is just going to park itself here and continue to push moisture into our area all week long. We're looking at mostly to partly cloudy skies across our area between now and lunchtime. We'll see a good flow coming out of the south, so it's going to be warm. Before the storms start, we'll hit 90 degrees. But by 3 o'clock, we're seeing storms in the western part of the viewing area, a fairly wet evening commute with a chance of some scattered storms. After that, it just changes over to rain, and we'll see rain on and off all the way through the weekend. Right now, it's a warm start. It's 70 in Fayetteville, 73 in Southern Pines, 68 in Rocky Mount, Wilson, and South Hill. Your Juneteenth planner, yeah, it's going to be a hot one. By the time we get to the middle of the day, looking at 90 degrees, it'll be sticky as well. So really feeling like summer today. But of course, we'll wrap up with those thunderstorms. We'll go over which day looks the wettest this week. Coming up, Brian.
Just about 6:02 right now, and I just checked with Raleigh 911. We're looking good around Wake County, and also our partners at Waze tell us that in Durham and Orange County, we're not picking up any crashes at this point. Major routes are also pretty clear as we take a live look at 64 at Lizard Lick Road in Wendell. Headlights are westbound, and right now from Zebulon to Knightdale, we're not picking up any delays on 64.
Investigators are trying to figure out what caused a fire that killed five people, including a father and his sons, on Father's Day. Sky 5 flew over what's left of the home in Harnett County, just pieces of metal and charred appliances. Firefighters say Michael and Tammy Braymeyer, along with Daniel Garner and his two sons, died in that fire. Garner was a family friend who was staying with the Braymeyers. His sons were both under age 18. A man is in the hospital after being stabbed at an apartment complex in Cary. Officers spent hours at the Ashton Woods Apartments trying to figure out how this happened. They say a man was stabbed several times at an apartment and then made it down the street to a parking lot. First responders took him to a hospital from there. We've made calls to see how he's doing this morning, and we're working to find out what led up to the stabbing and if police know who did it.
New this morning, a Wake County assistant principal is suing the leader of North Carolina's House over accusations of an affair. Scott Lassiter filed the suit against House Speaker Tim Moore. Lassiter ran for the state house last year and serves on the Wake County Soil and Water Conservation Board. He accuses Moore of having an affair with his wife for more than 3 years. His wife, Jamie Lyles Lassiter, no longer lives with Scott. She works as the executive director of the North Carolina Conference of Clerks of Superior Court. In statements sent to WRAL, both she and Moore called the accusations baseless and false. North Carolina is one of the few states that allows spouses to sue for an affair. Scott Lassiter is seeking more than $25,000 in damages.
Today's Juneteenth, the newest national holiday, and for only the second time, many people have a paid day off. You'll notice most federal offices are closed, along with most banks. Mail won't be delivered either today. Celebrations are also planned to commemorate the day, and WRAL's Laura Levine is live at NC Central University this morning, where a big event is planned there. Laura.
Good morning, Jeff. Yes, it is a very important day that now the entire country is recognizing. Here in the Triangle, there are several celebrations and events happening, whether you may want to stop at a museum and get a tour or listen to some live entertainment and performances. Here at NCCU, here at the School of Law, they're having an event that's going to educate the community about why we recognize this day. Get a look at the crowds over the weekend who celebrated. Juneteenth commemorates the emancipation of enslaved Americans. The School of Law here says their descendants are disproportionately represented in our judicial system. So today, a panel discussion will take place here along with performances and entertainment. It's considered the longest-running African-American holiday, but Juneteenth wasn't recognized as a federal holiday until June 17, 2021. That's 156 years after it was first celebrated. Many people believe it's important we continue to recognize our history and highlight the paths to move forward. And just a reminder, many businesses, offices, and banks are closed today for the federal holiday. The event here at NCCU gets underway at 1 p.m. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Durham.
Now we're following some breaking news here in the WREL Live Center out of Greenville down there in Pitt County. You can read more about this story, of course, on WREL.com. Here's what we know. One man died and five others injured in that shooting in that Pitt County community of Greenville. The shooting happened on West 6th Street. Now, for reference point, let me pull up Google Maps and show you what we're talking about. Police got calls of reports of shots fired in the 1200 block of West 6th Street. When they got on the scene, they found a 45-year-old man dead. Five others were hurt. They were transported to ECU Health Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries. Now, police say this appears to be a shooting, a gunfight, rather, between two groups of people involved in some type of dispute. Police plan to release the name of the man who died later today.
Ray Kim, thank you. This morning, we are working to find out what led a man to be shot and killed in Johnston County. The shooting happened last night at a home in Wilson's Mills near Selma. We are working to find out the name of the man who died. And in Fayetteville, a husband and wife are dead after a shooting. Officers found Lewis and Sandra Robinson dead in a home on Torbay Drive yesterday afternoon. Police think this is an isolated incident and there is no threat to the public. We are working to find out what led up to that shooting. Hundreds of thousands of people are waking up without power this morning after severe storms rocked southern states overnight. Many customers in Oklahoma are still waiting this morning to learn when they will get their power back as they brace for temperatures today in the 90s. Storms there knocked down trees, cutting off power and roads. The National Weather Service is also investigating reports of tornadoes. Last week, storms in the south killed at least five people.
A major diplomatic meeting happened today between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and China's president in the first high-level talks between our two governments in months. The meeting between Blinken and President Xi Jinping is the first high-level talks between the two countries in months, like I said, and the two leaders met at the Great Hall of the People. No word on yet what was specifically discussed, but leaders from both countries expressed the importance of maintaining better lines of communication. Relations between the U.S. and China have fallen to their lowest point in decades after American jets shot down that Chinese surveillance balloon that drifted across our country back in February.
A search is underway this morning for the people responsible for a deadly shooting at a Juneteenth celebration. Deputies in Illinois say gunfire erupted early yesterday morning at the celebration in Willowbrook, which is just west of Chicago. Officers had been monitoring the event, but the shooting started when they stepped away to respond to calls for a fight nearby. One person died and at least 22 others were hurt. Several others were hurt in the chaos that followed. And Illinois is not the only state dealing with the fallout of weekend violence. In Washington state, two people were killed there and three others hurt in a shooting at the Beyond Wonderland Music Festival. Officers say they have the gunman in custody. The festival was canceled. And in Georgia, five people were taken to a hospital after a shooting outside a nightclub in DeKalb County that is just outside of Atlanta. Authorities there have not made any arrests.
One small final stroke of the putter sealed a big deal for a new U.S. Open champion. Yeah! That was it, the moment Wyndham Clark claimed his first major title. The 29-year-old held off four-time major champion Rory McIlroy. And Clark had never made the cut for the U.S. Open before, and after the tournament, dedicated it to his mother, who died of breast cancer 10 years ago.
All I really wish is that my mom could be here and I could just hug her and we could celebrate together. But I know she's proud of me.
Oh, yeah. And with that win, he gets the U.S. Open trophy right there. Oh, and $3.6 million out of that record high $20 million purse. And now our attention turns to next year's U.S. Open, which will be Pinehurst Resort and Country Club Pinehurst number 2.
Right in our backyard. Yeah. That's really exciting. Well, a tribute to Black fatherhood, the new mural in Raleigh, and the painter who hopes to spread a message of positivity to the community. And a 17-year-old says he's grateful to be alive after getting stuck in a rip current on the North Carolina coast. Coming up at 6:30, what happened after someone on shore noticed he was struggling in the water?
Today's going to be a hot, very summer-feeling day with a high of 90 degrees. We'll end today with some scattered thunderstorms, and then we'll have rain every day through the weekend. I'll show you how much will total up by the end of the week.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:13, fairly cloudy for us right now. We'll see partly cloudy skies as we get through lunchtime, and then late this afternoon, some thunderstorms roll through. It's 68 in Wilson right now, 72 degrees there in Durham at our newsroom, and 70 degrees taking a look at Segra Stadium there where the Woodpeckers play in Fayetteville. So it's a warm and sticky start for us this morning. You'll notice again, a good bit of cloud cover as you're heading out, but we're not likely to see rain until much later today. Lunchtime is going to feel warm in the mid 80s, and mid-afternoon will climb to around 90. After that, mid to late afternoon, we'll start to see the thunderstorms roll through, and of course, the temperatures will begin to fall. Once those storms start, we're going to see a chance for rain overnight tonight and all the way into the weekend, nearly every day. I'll show you how much rain we may see total coming up. Brian?
Elizabeth, it is just about 6:14 now. We'll take a live look at the Beltline at Glenwood Avenue. Traffic is building out there, but we're looking fine in both directions. That westbound traffic is heading away from us, and right now sensors are not indicating any delays from I-87 all the way around toward Wade Avenue. No crashes showing up anywhere in Wake County at the moment. All your major approaches into Raleigh are clear. 401 out of Fuquay is looking good, and 401 out of Rollsville heading down toward 540 also clear at the moment. In Durham and Chapel Hill, 15501 looking good between the two. Back to you.
All good news. Thanks, Brian. Well, you can celebrate Juneteenth with the Harry Jones Memorial Lecture in Fayetteville. The event is hosted by the NC History Center on the Civil War, Emancipation, and Reconstruction. It starts at 7 o'clock at Mount Sinai Missionary Baptist Church. Dr. Darren J. Waters will speak. He is the Deputy Secretary for the State's Office of Archives and History.
Well, we're going to learn if charges will be filed in a crash that left a woman dead in Rocky Mount. Officials say five people were involved in a two-car crash. We're told it happened Sunday morning, 2:30 a.m., the 3,000 block of South Church Street. The woman killed has been identified as Linda Green. Also this morning, firefighters say they've contained 10% now of a wildfire burning in the eastern part of our state. This is video of that fire in Brunswick County. The NC Forest Service says it has burned 16,000 acres so far. Dozens of firefighting crews are in the area working to put it out. No one is injured. No buildings are damaged. The smoke has created foggy conditions in that area, especially on Highway 211 and Highway 17. The Brunswick area in that Brunswick County is also under a code red air quality alert because of this. The Wilmington area is under code orange.
A Pennsylvania state trooper is dead and another is in critical condition at the hospital after a chase and shootout. Flags are flying at half staff across the state in honor of Jack Ragow Jr. This all started after a man fired shots into patrol cars at the Pennsylvania State Police Station. That's in Lewistown. That's the center of the state. Troopers say the gunman took off, then ambushed and killed Ragow a short time later. Officers then chased the gunman through several neighborhoods before killing him in a shootout.
Our hearts and prayers are with these brave troopers and their families.
Investigators are still trying to piece together a motive for this attack.
Today, black farmers across our area can ask questions directly to the world's largest chemical company. BASF is hosting a Juneteenth celebration and panel discussion. They'll be talking about what it means to be a black grower today and the role companies like BASF can play moving forward. Today's event begins at 11 at the Center for Sustainable Agriculture in Durham.
Well, look at this huge mural that's going up in Raleigh. This is outside the Irregardless Cafe on West Morgan Street, and it's a tribute to Black fatherhood. It depicts a photo of rapper Busta Rhymes gently kissing his son Trillian as he drops him off at college. Local artist Derek Holter spent day in and day out on this, even with some sleepless nights. The owner and property manager of Irregardless, they were determined to make this happen.
All my work focuses around this positive imagery, specifically of Black people, pictures of joy, depictions of family and love. And I think for me, this picture was the epitome of that. But I'm glad that we finally got to the point where timeline-wise, this has come together, because I feel like the world needs this right now. We need this right now. I need this right now.
Wow, she did a beautiful job. She says she wants the mural to be a safe space and to inspire people to show up for one another. So talented.
Another one of those downtown photo ops for folks visiting. Yeah. It's great stuff. Elizabeth Gardner's in the WRL Severe Weather Center with another set of looks with that sunrise coming on the way.
Yeah, sun's coming up through some clouds here in Goldsboro. We do have some thin cloud cover across our area right now. It'll be mostly to partly cloudy through the morning, and it's warm and sticky. This is, of course, a look at Goldsboro. Here's Apex. Live look at Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and then our Durham newsroom there at the DBAT. Here's the big picture. We have a low pressure system with a warm front and a cold front swinging through the southeast right now. It has produced a good bit of severe weather down to the south, tornado warnings and severe thunderstorm warnings. Those severe thunderstorm warnings are ongoing down here across parts of Alabama right now. So all this pushes eastward. We'll see some late day thunderstorms, and then the low pressure system is just going to park itself here and really not move anywhere. So it creates a very wet pattern for us as this low just sits here. It's going to transport a lot of moisture from the Gulf and off the Atlantic, with some heavy rain possible and some localized flooding potential as well. Let's take a look at the timeline for this. We're going to kick things off this morning right now with variably cloudy skies. We may see a few peaks of sunshine into the afternoon. It's going to be a hot day. 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, it'll be 90 degrees. About 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, though, we'll begin to see some of the rain moving eastward. It looks like a wet commute for us at 5 o'clock from Roxborough to Raleigh to Fayetteville. We're looking at that line of thunderstorms. And then it begins to weaken and fizzle out, but the rain sticks around. It just will shift from thunderstorms to some scattered showers. And we're not likely to have any more storms this week, but we will have waves of rain that move through. This is a look at lunchtime on Tuesday, and you can see these waves continuing. It'll be cloudy, it'll be cool and wet. Wednesday potentially looks like the wettest day of all, but each day all the way through the weekend will bring us a chance of rain. Here's that low just spinning around, and like a pinwheel, it will spin moisture up across our area. You can see Wednesday at 5 o'clock. This is Thursday. We continue into Friday and Saturday. As long as this low is sitting back there to our west, we're going to continue to see rain, and it looks like that pattern lingers into the weekend. For today, the best chance of flooding would be back to our west. This doesn't include any of our counties. That is, of course, a medium risk for flooding. That's today. Tomorrow, it creeps a little farther east, so our western counties are in that medium or level 2 risk for flooding. This is not a severe weather threat. This is a flooding threat. And then almost the whole state, all of our viewing area by Wednesday. And that could continue. That's about as far as those go out. This is a look at our rainfall potential through Wednesday evening. We could see as much as 1.5 inches in our eastern counties, but as much as 2 to 4 inches from the Triangle area western, and the mountains, their total by the weekend could be 7 to 10 inches. So this is going to be a pretty serious situation for us this week. 90 today, but then we're in the 70s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Wednesday's the first day of summer, just 74 degrees. And then our chances for rain begin to taper off over the weekend, but continue to at least be here for at least some part of the day, and highs are climbing back into the mid-80s. So, Brian, we needed the rain, but hey, sometimes you don't want to get too much of it. That's what we're looking at this week.
At least don't have to water the plants every day right now. Yeah. Let's take a look at traffic here at 620. Of course, Juneteenth, federal holiday. A lot of people are going to be off work today, expecting fairly light traffic volume. Right now, we're not seeing any problems showing up anywhere around the Triangle. All clear through Wake County. Major approaches into Raleigh are looking good. And if you're heading into Durham right now, taking a look at those live sensor readings, about a 1 minute slowdown on westbound 98 coming in from Highway 50 in northern Wake County out toward 885. And out of Chapel Hill, 40 eastbound, all clear all the way out toward the 885 interchange.
All right. Thank you, Brian. An emotional day at a Goldsboro church. Reverend William Barber gives his final sermon after 30 years with the congregation.
Plus, hundreds of thousands of people who don't have power right now over after storms ripped through the southern U.S. The damage in the hardest hit area is Oklahoma.
And as we head to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. Good luck.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Well, Father's Day was yesterday, maybe over, but a trend linked to the big day is still growing online this morning.
Yeah, Brian Schrader here now with what's trending for us on a Monday morning. Hey, Brian.
This year for Father's Day, a lot of people spent time posting their best dad jokes online, including the Carolina Panthers.
Where do baby cats learn to swim? The kiddie pool?
That's some good material there. Players read and shared their favorite jokes in this viral Twitter post.
Yeah, I may be accused now and again of some bad
dad
I got
joke.
A whole bunch of pizza jokes, but they're too cheesy to tell on
does.
TV.
Yes.
I was going to tell my elevator jokes because they work on so many different levels. You know? But I settled on why can you not trust an atom?
Oh,
because
why?
They make up everything.
That was a good one, Jeff Hogan.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
This is what I get all the time.
Oh, my goodness.
And he has reproduced.
Oh, that's.
He's going to keep going.
Yeah, I can go.
Speaking of fathers, Blink-182 drummer Travis Barker is getting ready to become one. Barker's wife, Kourtney Kardashian, shared these pictures on Instagram of her baby bump. She shared the pregnancy for the first time by holding up a sign at the Blink-182 concert on Friday.
It was really cute. If you saw the post, this is it here. She held up Travis, I'm pregnant, and once he noticed it, he got up from behind the drums and went over and hugged her. It's so special because leading up to their wedding, they actually went through IVF. It wasn't successful, so now to see her pregnant and to actually have the baby, it's amazing. I love it.
And that's how he found out the first
time? That's how he found out.
Whoa.
He was on the drumming set, and she held up a sign. I know. Seriously. It stopped the show. And he went down into the crowd and gave her a big hug. So super happy for Kourtney and Travis.
That's great. Brian, thank you. We got a couple of local students have a shot at helping run SunMade, and they need your help. Gabriella from Fayetteville and Robbie from Fuquay Varina are two of the 15 finalists competing for a spot on SunMade's Board of Imagination. Whoever selected will help the company make brand and product decisions and get $1,000, thousands of dollars, as well as a year's worth of snacks for their schools. You can vote for one of them online through this Friday at 5 p.m. And we've posted a link for that on WRL.com.
Good luck to both of them. Pope Francis celebrated his first public mass since being released from the hospital. He is still not working a full schedule. Doctors say they want the Pope to take things slow as he continues his recovery. They are asking him to rest before upcoming trips to Portugal and Mongolia. Pope Francis underwent a successful hernia surgery earlier this month.
It's a dry morning commute, but it's likely to be a wet evening commute for most of us. I'll walk you through the timeline for the rain on FutureCast coming up.
And many people are celebrating and recognizing Juneteenth today. Just ahead, I'll explain how North Carolina Central University is working to educate the community.
And taking a live look at our nation's capital this morning, the major diplomatic meeting that happened to ease tensions with China.